It is a day of penance marking the beginning of Lent. And for many churchgoers, it also means receiving a cross of palm ash on the forehead. Today is Ash Wednesday, and we thought we'd take the occasion to find out where those ashes come from. We began with Father Otto Kolzenberg. He's pastor of Holy Family Parish in Auburn, Washington.
We get them, in a sense, from two sources. There was a religious supply company in Seattle, and they send us some ashes in a couple of envelopes, two or three little envelopes, pouches, and then we supplement them come Lent. Some people return the palm branches, and of course, since last year, they are very dry, and then our youth group collects them after the masses, and then they have an evening where they burn them, and they just fall apart, and then you have some more ashes.
So you're taking the palm fronds from last year's Palm Sunday, burning them this year's Ash Wednesday.
That's right, yes.
Is the ash that is burned from those fronds, is that not enough to go around for your parishioners?
On the one side, it may not be enough. Not all the parishioners return the ashes, and also the quality, the palm branches, is kind of a gray ash, and the ash that the company sends is more of a symbolism because it's rather dark, very black, and so you just mix the two, and then you have more of the symbolism of a nice ash cross on the foreheads of the people.
Uh-huh. And what do you say, Father Kolzenberg, when you are blessing people with the ashes?
Turn away from sin and believe in the gospel, or remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Either one?
Either one is used, yes. And so I even mentioned to a student this morning, memento homo quod sineris est et incinerem revertatis. That was the old Latin form, and of course now we use the vernacular.
Uh-huh. Did the student understand Latin?
He did, yes.
That's Father Otto Kolzenberg of Holy Family Parish in Auburn, Washington. Dennis Ziegler runs the F.C. Ziegler Company based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's one of the companies that supplies ashes to churches. I asked him how he produces the ashes for Ash Wednesday.
We process palm for Palm Sunday. Once we have the leftover palm, we'll take it and let it dry out for about 3 or 4 months. And then we'll take it into, we have an incinerator that's a block incinerator. We just burn all the ash up. You get different consistency in the final product after it's all cooled down. We have to go through a sifting process to sift out the good ash.
And how much ash is generated? What's the outcome of that?
We'll probably start with 1,500 or 2,000 pounds of palm, and it will render down to probably about 40 or 50 pounds of ash.
And you package that up how?
Two ways. We sell it in vials, and then we also package it in bags.
And what are the prices?
The vials are, I think, $6.50, and I think the bag is $14.95. And so, it'll do 1,200 people.
Mr. Ziegler, I've never been to Tulsa, but I'm betting that you have to import your palm.
Most of our palm comes from either South Florida or south of Mexico, yes.
Yeah, none right there in Tulsa.
No, not in Tulsa.
Well, Mr. Ziegler, good of you to talk with us. Thanks very much.
Okay, Melissa, thank you.
That's Dennis Ziegler of the F.C. Ziegler Company, a church supply company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We also heard from Father Otto Kolzenberg of Holy Family Parish in Auburn, Washington.